Hey yo, we about to tear it up. Hey, yo.
Break for break, break for break it down.
This right here is how we do it. Break it down.
It's the Breaking Atoms podcast. We break things down to the very last compound. My name is Sumit, aka the Potty Mouth of the South. Today we have another special Lost Tapes episode. Just Blaze and Alchemist join us this week. This was an interview I did in May 2010, 10 years ago. I spoke to both producers for an impromptu interview thanks to Doctor's orders. In this interview, Just speaks about how he met Jay-Z and Dame Dash. Alchemist speaks about how he met Eminem and Mobb Deep. And they talk about people and the famous rappers who passed on some of their beats. This is the Breaking Atoms Lost Tapes with Just Blaze and Alchemist.
So Alchemist, the first time, your first impressions when you first met Mobb Deep, having him pee, first time you met them guys, what was it like? Like, how were they with you? Was it in the studio? What happened?
I was like, wow, these guys are pretty short. Damn. Maybe I could fit into this, man, because if it was a bunch of tall dudes, you know, like red and meth or something, this wouldn't work out. It wouldn't even work. I was like, you know what? We gotta get Noid out the way because he's a little tall, but I can fit in here, you know what I'm saying?
So it's all about fitting in.
Yeah, this could work, man. This could work.
How about when you first met Eminem for the first time?
Oh, that was a good experience. Let's just say it was pre the blonde hair era.
He oh, really?
He was rocking his John Lennon like spectacles. It was like the John Lennon spectacle, and Royce was definitely with him. It was an early time, and he had actually did a freestyle on Tony Touch's 50 MCs.
Right.
On a beat of mine, it was like an old Buck 50, you know, underground beat. We had linking up at D&D, and you know, we stayed in the loop because Paul and just mutual people. But yeah. You know.
What was he like? Was he kind of reserved, or was he playing jokes?
He's the same way he is. He's on his, like, man. That guy is what he is for a reason. You know what I mean? And you know, definitely felt like even at that time I was like in the presence of somebody who was going to be great. You know, I didn't know what was coming.
Yeah.
It definitely was like, he's sick. You know, and he was like pushing Royce to all of us. He was like telling all of us how dope Royce was.
At that time.
You know, and I just looked at that as really cool too because he had a homie. He was trying to tell all of us, Tony Touch, and this is way before he blew up.
He was just playing those man.
He's on his way.
How about Jay when you first met Jay? And Dame as well. Put him in there because you go back, way back to them guys.
I don't remember the first time I met Dame. I don't know the first time I met Jay. I was just, you know, I was still relatively young in the game and young in age. So it was a little intimidating because I worked with a lot of people, but this was like the first probably superstar, you know, that I had actually sat with and worked with in such a close capacity. You know what I mean? So it was just like, but we hit it off real well. And like working on that first album, I was still like a little, it took about halfway through for me to realize that he saw a talent and let me do me. Before I used to be like, yo, do you mind if I add an extra hi-hat?
Mm.
You mind if I put this little thunder sound right here? Mm. And he was just kind of looking at me like, yo, just what you want to do? You know, just if you think it's going to sound good, go ahead and roll. And I think that's where I first really started to discover my talent as a producer.
Right.
Versus, you know, just a beat maker.
Yeah.
With him, you know, him letting me go ahead and just shit.
Kind of like let you kind of grow yourself.
Exactly. You know, so that was cool. Dame, I don't remember the first time I met Dame, but I know his story would be different from my story if I could remember. Because when I used to remember the story, his story was different. If you ask Dame, he'll tell you that he discovered me sitting. See, this is the thing. I don't remember how I met him.
Right.
But I know that what he thought
was
that he met me sitting in the old offices on 17th Street in the hallway waiting for somebody to pay attention to me and listen to my beats. When he told a story on the radio, I was sitting right next to him like, what are you talking about? Like, I met you way late in the game. Like, I had already been with Mac and Bleak and Amel and Jay a couple of times. Like, I met, by the time I had met you, records was done.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if you ask him, he'll say he discovered me in the hallway waiting, you know. With some beat-up sneakers on.
Nice picture he painted.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He did it on the radio.
That's high.
And I was like, word, word. and we kind of went at it on the radio a little bit.
Oh right.
Yeah, it was funny looking back. Yeah. But at the time it wasn't.
Yeah, of course.
At the time I was tight, like, yo.
he's painting you as a picture of some, yeah, like some kind of bum just like, yeah, waiting in the hallway trying to, yo, can you hear my beat?
Yeah, then he was like, oh, I taught you how to dress too, and I was like, what?
That's where he crossed the line.
Yeah, that's when he crossed the line.
So that's when, like, hold on now.
I said, wait, what are you saying? So my swagger been around 100,000 trillion since I was a
little
child. Shout out to Dane, whatever he's doing. One, I think.
Yeah.
And I want to say a few months later, my father passed.
Right.
And out of everybody that was around at that time, Dane was the only one that actually pulled me to the side.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, are you all right? Like, what do you need? What can I do for you?
That's respect.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So as much of a jerk, as cocky as he was, he did have that human side where I feel like deep down inside, he did care for everybody that was involved in what was going on.
Yeah.
Everybody else was just kind of like, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences. Keep it moving. Very cool. Sure. I'm sure they meant it. But, you know, like, he was the only one who, like, when he seen me kind of in the front, in the lobby of the studio, just kind of like this, he was the one who was like, yo, let's talk. You know what I mean? So I definitely, as much as me and him had our differences, we I don't really speak about it, but we clashed more than once. You know what I mean? But he was the only one that kind of pulled me to the side and showed that concern. So shout out to Dave.
Yeah, and that's respect. In those kind of situations, even the littlest thing like that goes a long way.
It means a lot.
Yeah, it means so much because, you know, it's always tough losing a loved one.
Exactly.
I almost forgot. The first time we met Jay Electronica, the ghost of Christopher Wallace is the now he must be known as.
I don't remember. Jay just appeared in a vision. I'm not sure if he really exists.
He could be the ghost of Christopher Wallace, right?
Or it could just be me pretending to be somebody else.
Oh, shit. Or you could have gone and advanced your production skills so much that you made a hologram,
exactly,
slash human. He could be a Cylon.
Close.
He could be a Cylon, like the Battlestar Galactica shit.
He's one of the 12 Cylons.
Right.
I just let my TV geek out. He's the original. He's the 13th Cylon that nobody knows about.
And that's the Master Cylon, right?
Yep.
You
ever seen Battlestar Galactica?
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of fresh.
Really?
Yeah.
I already watched like TV.
Soundtrack.
No, but the new one, though.
Oh, no. I got
Yeah, the new one is kind of like, people think it's like some crazy science fiction, but it's set in space, but it's dope. Like,
there's not really robots. They look like humans, but they're really robots. Deep down, they've evolved so much.
Remember the Cylons? They used to have them in their eyes and the old Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah.
They're humans now. They've evolved into actual humans.
Go see Battlestar Galactica at a theater near you.
Who passed? Let's start a new segment here. Who passed? On one of your beats, an artist who passed on one of your beats, but then it was passed on to another artist who made it into a hit record.
I can tell you about a bunch of them.
Go in.
Go! Bleak passed on Old Boy. Beanie Siegel and Freeway passed on Pump It Up.
With the Joe Budden one.
Yeah.
Right.
Jay also passed on Pump It Up.
Yeah.
And then went back and redid it.
Yeah. Full time Jack move, innit?
Yep. Flipside was originally Freeway and Oskino.
Oh, okay.
There's probably more, but I'd have to really think about it. Girls, Girls, Girls was supposed to be from Ghostface.
Oh shit, that would have been hot actually.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Ghost?
Yeah,
Ghost on that record would be hot.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. And there's one that Prodigy didn't take, but I can't think of what it was.
How about you, Alchemist? Any beats that you've done that someone passed on? Nah.
Rico Suave passed on Field of Vibration.
He passed on Field?
I didn't even understand that. Like, I didn't understand how he didn't understand me. I didn't understand how he didn't understand me on that Mary joint. I didn't understand that.
That old robotic.
I kicked some robotic shit.
George Jetson.
Yeah, it's like Uniblab, man. I kick a flag.
Yeah, I never knew what Uniblab was until like a year ago.
I still don't know.
It's from the Jetsons.
Uniblab.
Yeah.
Big up Craig Mack.
Craig Mack.
True.
Flavor
MC
True. Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flags.
That's from the Jetsons?
Yeah, the Uniblab.
Jetsons.
Straight up.
I've just been informed.
Guys have been in the game for a long time. Do you guys remember the first time when you heard one of your beats on the radio or saw one of your beats being used in the video, like on MTV? Do you remember the first time and do you remember which one it was? I'll do you radio, we'll do you TV.
So Alchemist and Radio. I would think something like Mobb Deep. Like,
no, you know what it was, man? I gotta give a shout out to Stretch and Bob Dizzo, because that was the first. And the Baker Boys in the West Coast and the Wake Up Show.
Right.
Those guys, that was like the first early 12-inch, you know, hearing you join on the radio and calling everybody, yo, it's on the radio. And, you know, a lot of people don't know the compressors, like on radio, is like, it just makes, squash. Like, you could, like, take a rough mix and play it on the radio and it sounds lovely.
Really?
It's just, it's like amazing compression they do. So it always, you know, people go, yo, I heard my song on the radio and it just sounded better.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for it. Yeah.
How about yourself on TV?
TV, probably this record I did with Mace, this real silly video where they were shooting each other out of cannons, like at a circus.
Sorry, say that again?
They were shooting each other out of cannons at a circus.
Wow.
And they ran in a room like, yo, I think your video's on TV. And I was like, word. And I went and turned the TV on, and they were shooting each other out of cannons at a circus. But that was my first record that I had ever did.
Okay.
And it I was real fortunate. My first time out wasn't necessarily my one of my trademark type of records. I kind of did it just to get my foot in the door.
Right.
But it sold 500,000, and I got to watch humans get shot out of cannons.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, shooting out of cannons.
Live action. Yeah. It's not just rap.
It's like Chuck Norris rap.
Come with cannons and shit, man. What this is.
Right, because we've got a short time, I want to ask you something just... Now, you both have worked with Eminem, and you've worked with Jay-Z too, right? Arguably two of the greatest ever. Being in the studio with them, work with them on records, how different does it, in terms of studio time, how different are they?
Well, they're both aliens.
Both aliens?
Yeah, I'll give you that much. They're both unlike anybody else I've ever worked with, but... Jay is very much, the difference I think between them is probably Jay's a little bit more laid back with it, whereas M is very hands on with it. Jay might make his few suggestions and then, you know, walk away and come back and check the record, you know, the next day, whereas M is very hands on every step of the way. I think both approaches work, it's just a matter of me changing my approach. You know what I mean? I'm used to artists mostly just being like, okay, do you?
Yeah.
You know, whereas opposed to him, he's sitting there watching, adding his 2 cents in every step of the way.
Yeah.
You know, because he's very much a collaborator.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So
sure.
Everybody works differently, and part of being a producer is knowing how to, you know, everything in this music business is 50% talent, 50%, I'd say 40% talent, 60% people skills. You know, so it's just a matter of knowing how to dip in and out of different ways, different people work.
There you have it, another episode done. A big thank you to everyone who listened to Lupe Fiasco last week. We have more on the way. Don't forget you can follow us on social media at Break the Atoms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Wherever you consume your podcasts, you'll find us. Just search Breaking Atoms. Don't forget to review and rate on Apple. Chris will be back with me on Tuesday. Until then, peace.